Welcome back. I know most people think of the Salvation Army around the holidays with their bell ringing campaign, but I thought, you know, let's get them in the summertime because they're active all year round, including a very, very busy summer camp. And yes, they are already thinking about the holidays, so Captain Adam Boynton has stopped on by to tell us what's going on. Adam.
Good to be here.
Happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer.
Yeah, nice to have you here without snow and cold.
That's right. It's much, much nicer in the summertime.
Exactly. And as I mentioned, Salvation Army is, of course, a year-round organization, right?
Yeah, it's just about every day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. How's the summer been going?
Summer's been going good. Most of the time throughout the summer, our food pantry goes all year round.
Right.
So we're serving people every day during the week, Mondays through Fridays. But our kids programs take a break. We usually have our Wednesday after school programs that will start up in September. But over the summer, we take a break and we end up sending quite a few kids to our summer camp.
You're not taking a break. You're just doing something different, right?
Well, yeah. They take a break from us at the building Quincy, and they go to Camp Wonderland in Sharon, Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's a beautiful place. It's right on Lake Massapog.
Yes.
And they get to go for a sleepaway camp from Monday through Saturday.
How about that?
They get to enjoy the outdoors. They get to scream their heads off going nuts and having fun, carnival, water nights, hikes, swimming in the lake. And it's an incredible experience that we're able to give to families for low cost that are right here in Quincy.
Yeah, that's great. How many kids, even just roughly, do you know?
This summer we provided just shy of 80 weeks worth of camp.
Wow.
It's not consecutive, but throughout the about six or seven sessions that we ended up sending kids to the camp, we filled the 79 spots. So some kids went twice.
Okay.
It's about 50 kids who went.
Yeah.
But again, they go at not next to nothing, but for an entire week of sleepaway camp, instead of having to pay thousands of dollars between donors and grants, we're able to just charge a registration fee of $40. And then that kid gets to go to camp for the entire week.
That's just astounding. I mean, really. I mean, that's thousands of dollars in value that family's getting.
Yeah, and it's incredible because not everyone would be able to. There's incredible programs around Quincy for kids over the summertime.
Yes.
And some are cheaper, some are full price, but even some of the cheaper programs aren't always attainable for people.
Right, exactly.
So having something that just get out of bed and make sure we get there on Monday morning, registration fee, it's really helpful to get kids to experience this opportunity of whether it's the team building, the confidence, or just anything they get to do at camp, the balanced meals, the sunshine, just getting away from a screen for a week.
Right, yeah.
Just for that nominal cost is huge.
Yeah, what age kids are we talking about?
So we start sending as young as six, and then they do have 1 week of teen camp and a couple of music camps over the summer that go a little bit older, up to 17, but it's usually around 12 or 13 years old.
Okay, so you know, a great age, a very impressionable age, that could develop lifelong friendships, I bet, through these camps.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And it's my daughter's six, and she went this year for her first time away.
Oh, proud parent, sad parent at the same time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And just you know, it's somewhere different, and kids learn confidence coming back, not needing as much attention or ceremony to get to bed at night, or just being confident when maybe you'd be scared to do something on your own beforehand.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing to see kids. They come back tired, but to see the long-term effects of a kid that goes away to camp for a week is incredible.
A good tired, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and you know, not to mention the social skills they're developing, interpersonal skills, right?
Yeah, conflict management, learning how to regulate your emotions.
Team building.
Sure. They get to go, they get to learn, they all have cabin chants and all of the things. Being a part of a team, they have to clean their cabins every day.
Okay, there's
they
that.
They compete for a clean cabin, they get to celebrate together.
So time management skills, all the things. Yeah.
Making sure they're responsible for themselves, too.
Right.
Making sure that they get up and they get ready and they get going. It's awesome.
And not to mention the relief the families get for having the kids away for a little while.
Yes, I have seen sad parents and happy parents and both.
That's right.
I have seen parents celebrating a week away. I've seen parents crying that their kids are going a week away.
Yeah.
But really, you get just for the whole family. It's a good experience, whether it's a reset, whether it's just a moment for the families to just have a week to, maybe they can clean their house a little extra.
Right.
Maybe they just have a moment to take a breath.
Yeah.
Or
Or maybe they can't afford a family vacation away, but at least the kids get an experience.
Certainly. And, you know, yeah, a lot of families working all throughout the summer.
Right.
Their kids would just be at home otherwise,
yeah,
or doing whatever
right,
else.
Right.
So it's a great experience for families, that especially parents who need to go to work, to not have to worry over the summer,
exactly,
about their kids,
yeah,
not having something that enriches them.
Yeah. Is it just Quincy kids, or is it for kids in the area?
We send Quincy kids. Just However, Quincy. The Salvation Army sends kids to that particular camp from all over Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
So if you're outside of Quincy, every zip code in Massachusetts gets served by the Salvation Army.
Very good.
And we have kids from every zip code that go to camp.
Fantastic. So is it done for the summer now?
Yeah, they're all done for the summer. They end in the middle of August.
Okay.
Right around January is when they start
when they start
filling out the spots.
I was just going to ask, how do they get in for next year?
Yeah, there's often a waiting list.
Okay.
But when that information comes out, then people call, usually in the springtime,
yep,
call for spots, and we have staff on site at our location that can help walk families through as you need physicals,
they
need to do the online registration, just to make sure everything goes through.
Yep.
So we're always happy to help get people to camp, and we always try to send as many kids as we can.
Okay. So website, phone number, best ways to...
Yeah, you can find us online, but usually calling over to the office or finding us on Facebook, sending us a message there. That comes directly to us each and every time, and then we can always keep your name and your information, so when that stuff comes
out, we can
send people.
Are there income requirements or guidelines?
No, you just have to be a Quincy resident to come through us.
All right.
There's no cap. There's no, and
great,
it's the same cost throughout.
Yeah, and transportation provided.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's not too far away. It's in Sharon.
Okay.
So some families will take their kids there, but otherwise, there was 1 week we had about 30 kids from Quincy go at one time.
Yeah.
And we got a yellow school bus.
Yeah.
And everybody packed their stuff in and got in,
yeah,
and took the bus the 30 minutes down to camp.
Right.
So we provide transportation also at no cost.
That's an incredible value. It really is. Yeah. So good for you. What else is going on?
Well, we're getting ready for, I cannot believe I'm saying this,
yes,
we're getting ready for the fall.
Yes, and I figured you were.
And then the holiday season. So
right,
our big things that are coming out, we're relaunching our women's fellowship group. And so if on Thursday mornings, if you got nothing to do, the ladies in Quincy in the surrounding area, come on down. We'll have a good fellowship group. Maybe it's games, maybe it's educational or service project.
Mm.
And then we'll have lunch together. By we, I mean them.
Yes.
My wife and the ladies there will be enjoying that time together.
Yes, you know your spot. Stay away.
Yes, I'll be making the food. I'll bring it
there
in.
You go.
And you guys can,
perfect,
can have at it. And then we also have our kids program. So
one
of the best programs that we have is our music and arts for kids in Quincy. And so that happens every Wednesday when school is in session.
Okay.
And that goes from beginner to, we have intermediate, but throughout the Salvation Army in Quincy, we have opportunities for from beginner, intermediate, to advanced musicians. And so the Salvation Army historically has done a lot to continue a brass band legacy.
The band is infamous.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, if you hear the band, especially at Christmas time is when we end up getting out, or on QATV through some of the concerts that we do.
Certainly.
We teach kids brass instruments.
Yeah.
So they pull them out of the closet,
yep,
give a little kid a cornet, which is kind of like a trumpet, or they learn other skills. We also have dance, drama, and then we have timbrels, which is always I call it tambourine dancing, to the brass band marches. They do drills, so it's more regimented dance with the tambourines.
Okay.
And that's always one that everyone looks at me with a blank expression, because
like
it's
I just did.
Yeah, it's very specific to the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
However, the kids love it. It's a great tradition that we have, and through that they learn rhythm, they learn choreography, and through music, all these skills are transferred. I learned music through the Salvation Army, and I played trumpet throughout school, all the way up through high school and a little bit into college.
And you're still playing today.
Yes, and I still play. You can find me Sundays at the Salvation Army, playing some horn one way or another, as we still have our brass band that plays on Sundays.
Absolutely.
And so these are skills that go. I always tell people that, the skills you learn when you're young, they go with you forever. Whether it's sports and you learn the discipline of sports and the teamwork of sports, or musicianship, we have people that are into their 80s that are still picking up their instrument and playing every week.
It's great.
Music is just something that you can kind of carry your entire life.
Yeah.
It through through just about anything, you can hold on to that. So we're really glad to be able to provide that. Again, that's a free program that happens on Wednesdays, and that's in the afternoon. That's kids, I believe, at the ages around 6 years old up to 17.
Okay.
And
so grade school right through high school.
Right. Yeah. And so we have the most beginning basic of music for the littles, up to having a youth band or chorus, or, and then a lot of those older teenagers become teachers. Mm-hmm. And when you teach, you learn something doubly. So we have those opportunities all year, and it's, again, a free program. And so they can find the information for registering for that if they just, again, give us a call or find us online. Send us a direct message on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll be putting up the link on our Facebook, the Salvation Army of Quincy, MA, so that people can just register their kids for fall programs.
Okay. Is there a cost for that?
No. Completely free. Okay. And there's plenty of opportunities that come with that. But again, for any of these programs, we don't charge any costs.
It's amazing.
So
yeah, and it all happens at your little Baxter Street headquarters.
That's right.
Which are growing, right?
Yes. We went through a renovation just to bring it. That we said the building was built in finished in 1971.
Yeah.
And so many things. I said our aesthetic was original.
Yes.
Because it was all from 1971.
Vintage. It was vintage.
Yes. It was a great vintage, and so we had the opportunity to update and upgrade quite a few things and just to get it set for the next 50 years.
Right. Yeah.
So we can continue to have programs. There's an incredible legacy of programming that the Salvation Army has in Quincy, and we want to live up to that and continue on with that. And so the new digs, so to say, is good. There's air conditioning and heat everywhere. fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple of years through the renovation, but now we're ready to hit the ground running again.
That's great. So you can't really expand because of the footprint, right? But you just modernized.
We're there. Yeah. It is there. It is. When people come in, they are surprised at how much space we have when we get in. Because it doesn't look as big
from the outside,
street, but
right.
We have a full-size gym. We have large classrooms, a large dining room, our chapel seats, about 125 people.
That's okay. Yeah.
And so when you walk in, you go, I had no idea this was here. We have a new food pantry that all of our things are. Food pantry used to be run throughout our gymnasium on the sides of the gym.
Yes.
Was all the food in the refrigerators, and now we were able to update one area and make that our food pantry.
Oh, very good.
So each and every day our volunteers are in a nice updated place again, there's air conditioning and heat. It was kind of the temperature of outside for a while, for a long time.
Not
where
pleasant
they were
this
working.
Summer, that's for sure.
Yes, the summertime, wintertime, it was jackets and fans, depending on the weather.
Correct.
And so now they're in a nice temperature controlled place where they can serve and not worry about that.
And that's Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 11:30?
Yeah, so any Quincy resident, we always say that it takes a lot to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so
more now than ever.
If you have to make a choice between paying your electric bill and going to the grocery store, we'd encourage you to come see us or any of the food pantries in Quincy to maybe alleviate some of that so you can pay for your other essentials.
Yeah. Are you seeing an increased demand at the food pantry?
Over the last 5 years, we've seen an incredible increase.
Is that right?
Since before COVID, our monthly numbers were about 125 people. So that's about 5 or 6 years ago now. But since reopening in full around 2021, 2022, we have expanded from a couple of hundred families a month to 700 families a month. And so we're seeing those numbers across the city, whether Interfaith or QCAP or the Salvation Army, that people are having increased need. And so between the food pantries, we all say, you know, we try to give a week's worth of staples.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's about five big food pantries in the area. So you can kind of make your way throughout the month and have those essentials covered. So that's how we work together as a community to try to feed our neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. Do you need more volunteers?
We always need volunteers, especially when it comes to the fall, whether it's our kids programs, our food pantry. Our food pantry runs in the mornings, which we understand is challenging when folks have to go to work. They don't always have days during the week to give.
Right.
However, the more hands, the lighter the work.
Okay.
So we have plenty of people that come in to volunteer, but There's some days where it's two or three people there making all of the bags for all the people that come in.
It's a lot of work,
For our kids programs, just having extra people that are there and want to create relationships with the kids and be healthy role models. And if you're not musical, that's okay. We have musical people, but we don't always have the extra folks, the folks to help serve, to help clean up, to help cook, to just be there to encourage a kid that day.
Yep.
And then as we get closer to the holidays, which hopefully I'll be back before
of course.
Then.
Yes.
We always need people to go out and ring a bell or pack a food box as we see even more people for our December distribution.
That time of year, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I know you'll have your annual breakfast coming up soon as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah. And so we always need, we're always looking for sponsors, looking for donors, okay. and looking for people to come and join us for breakfast.
Right.
November 13th.
Oh, it's already scheduled.
Yes.
Okay.
November 13th at the Terrell Room.
Okay.
In about a couple of weeks, those links will be going live. But it's a great time. We come together. It is November, and there is Christmas music playing. So some people think it's a little soon, but okay. you know, well, that's what
some
we got.
Of the stores have their yes. Christmas decor out already.
So, and yeah. so you hear some music, we have a good breakfast, and then you get to hear about the difference that people are making with our Henry Bosworth Award honorees, and then our volunteers and our clients and our success stories throughout the year. You get to see firsthand what impact the Salvation Army and the community through their donations and through their time are making on these people's lives.
Yeah, I know you call it a ministry, and it really is a calling, right? It's a service that you're fulfilling.
Right. Yeah. It flows out of our mission. It flows out of our ministry.
Right.
And whoever you are, wherever you come from, if you find yourself in Quincy, no matter your background, no matter where you're at currently, no matter your beliefs, you walk through the door, and you're going to get you'll be served. Be treated with dignity, and we're going to do our best we can to try to close the gaps so that you can be self-sufficient.
I want to mention, too, it's a partnership between you and your wife, Amanda, as
yes.
well, at the Quincy Salvation.
Yeah, we have a great team there. My wife and I are privileged to work with some incredible people, our social services staff, our ministry team, and all of these incredible volunteers. And many times there's some volunteers that come in that I'm meeting new plenty because people are coming in and going as but it takes a village.
Right.
And so we're blessed to have all of the people that come and make this work. Because if it was just my wife and I, or just the skeleton crew that we once had, I think I'd have no hair instead of less hair, and it would be very hard to keep up with the demands of service.
Thank you so much for coming over and sharing, Adam. It's been great to catch up.
Yeah.
And please come back.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome.